and our story begins. It was in the fall of the year, and Michael Langsford was traveling down the brick street of his childhood. But he was no longer a child. As he drove in his sedan, windows down, feeling the crisp, clear air and observing the sunlit street, he felt suddenly transported into his past, though he knew he was in his present. About him he saw the trees of his childhood, dressed in their colorful raiment, hanging over the street, which had been his paper route as a boy. They made a cathedral-like ceiling through which he could just spy the azure-blue sky and wispy clouds of this autumn day. For a moment it seemed that he was not 40 years old, but rather 10 again, and in this moment he was not driving his comfortable forest-green Buick, but riding, as he had done 30 years ago, his candy-apple-red Schwinn 10-speed bicycle. Immersed in his memory, now pushing not the accelerator of the car, but the pedals of the bike, he found to his delight that he could actually almost feel the paper route bag weighing him down and covering him like a strait jacket. He perceived its heaviness, smelled its peculiar smell, which was a mixture of slightly molded canvas and newsprint, and felt again the certainty that this bag of his would be filled with the news of the day. Smiling in his recollection and feeling it to be curiously alive in his present, he allowed himself in his mind to move his arms. Light, lithe, and spry with youth, they tossed the papers from the bicycle onto porches once again. His arm knew just what to do, just on its own. He did not have to direct it or think much, for the repetition had created a kind of autopilot from days and days of throwing papers. It was a joy, he found, that he seemed to possess the feeling of this autopilot after the 30 years of sunrises and sunsets which had moved across the skies since his days of being a 10-year-old paperboy. Could he in reality throw papers accurately and with great speed as he used to? Today, driving his green Buick, 40 years old or not, he felt certain that he could. Letting himself take his imagination further to the point that his remembrance was almost real for him, he felt the breeze on his face and the sensation of the bag becoming lighter and lighter. It was all amazingly vivid to him after these many years.